Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I think our text for today is from 2 Thessalonians is what we're going to focus on. And let me read these two paragraphs again. But we ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you as the first fruits to be saved, through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by our spoken word or by our letter. Who loved us, now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word. Sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. Today's Veterans Day, an important day, especially, I think, for our congregation. But as I touched on earlier, we're not an American church, but we're an international church. But, and there's always those buts, isn't there? Is it important that we are Americans? Oh, yeah. Well, look at our congregation, for example. We're a Lutheran church. We have Disciples of Christ, Methodist, Roman Catholics, Baptist, non-denominationals, and we also have a few Lutherans in here. Oh, Presbyterians, I forgot one. Oh, dear. That's right. Nuns. We have members from the South, the Northeast, West, and Central United States. We even have some members who were born in Norway and who grew up speaking another language. So what's important? Well, that we're sanctified by the Spirit and we believe in the truth. All right, so here we go. What is the truth? Well, I believe it's contained in the Bible. But are there other things that are true too? We hold these truths to be self-evident. Can we, Bill? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. They are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that are among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Rights, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, those are rights, not entitlements. And so what's the difference between the two? Well, you have the right, but the entitlement is what I think are freely given to you, whether no matter whether you need them or even earn them. But the thing with an entitlement, it's got to be taken from somebody else to give to you. The rights are there for you to pursue. Okay? And Gene, I think, is right to a certain extent. You know, if something happens in our country, those rights can be taken away. But the very start of our country, because what I read you was from the Declaration of Independence, these truths are self-evident. We as a church do not believe in decision theology, because we believe that everything comes from God to us. The arrows, they don't come from us to God. That's what decision theology is. It's up to you to control God. I don't believe that. But we do choose to believe in the Bible, don't we? Don't we have faith in the Bible? But faith is a gift of the Holy Spirit and is freely given to us when the Holy Spirit enters us. But aren't life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness the same thing? Well, they're gifts if we pursue them. But we have to choose to go after those too, don't we? already talked to you about my seventh great grandfather, Captain Don Dygert, who stood up for what he believed during the Revolutionary War. Well, did he have to die? Remember, in the Revolutionary War, only 30% of the people favored the revolution. 30% favored the British, and 30% didn't care. You know, it's typical human behavior. You either go yes, no, or I don't care. Okay? So did he have to die? Well, there was no constitution, and I'm talking to the veterans here, that he had to pledge to serve, protect, and defend. There wasn't even a country yet. There were just colonies. But here's the important thing. Was there right and was there wrong? Well, yes. I think there was belief in the truth. And where did that truth come from? It came from the Bible. I mean, you heard Ron say that song today from the Revolutionary War. Was God there? Sure he was. You know, this is a Christian country. And were those truths self-evident? Not only the ones in the Constitution, but the ones in the Bible. People could stand up for what they believe. I mean, we just had...
I mean, last week we talked about Reformation Sunday, right? Martin Luther standing up for what he believed. But yet, pardon?
Testing?
Yeah, here.
Testing? All right, there. Didn't our veterans do the same thing? Didn't you stand up for what you believed? I mean, if you've ever seen the movie Heartbreak Ridge during World War II, and the guy that was conscientious objector, but he served as a medic, and look at all the hassles he went through, but yet look at all the people he saved. You know, so you can believe in God. I mean, we talked about Sergeant York in the First World War. You know, we've all seen Gary Cooper playing that, but those words came from Sergeant York. So do you stand up for what you believe, even if there's a chance that you die from it? If it's important enough, I'd say yes. Now, did Jesus stand up for his beliefs, even unto death? If you've been in combat, isn't there a chance you could be killed? Of course. I had a friend that was in the Navy and was torpedoed twice, lost two ships. And he said, when you're sitting out in that lifeboat, he said, there's no unbelievers. In fact, he ended up becoming an Episcopal priest. But before the war, he was a nun, just like Ron. But you see the magic of Jesus. You see what he does in your lives. And these truths are self-evident. You know, when Thomas Jefferson wrote those words, you know, everybody attributes to Jefferson, well, separation of church and state. He wrote that in a letter to the Danbury Baptists because the congregation was one of the national church. He never believed that there was a separation. He thought the Bible should be the defining way that the people in the United States act. In fact, he edited it to take the miracles out of it and called it the life and times of Jesus Christ, that he was going to make required reading of everybody in our country. Because it's got morals in it. How do you behave towards your fellow man? So even Jefferson stood for what he believed. Jefferson stood for God. My friends, do you stand for something? Are you supported for those beliefs? Well, now there's a good question, isn't it? You know, of course you're supported here. I think so. But what did Paul teach us? Here we're going to go back to 2 Thessalonians again. So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by our spoken word or by our letter. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work. When you put it in the context of our country, too, it takes on a deeper meaning, doesn't it? May this grace of living in our country bless you and give you eternal comfort and good hope through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.